The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for February, is a daily devotional resource for Lent titled Restore the Roar. It's written by Issues, Etc., regular guest Dr. Reed Lessing. You can read an excerpt of Restore the Roar at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase this Lenten devotional by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Restore the Roar costs only $2.29 plus shipping and handling, 1-800-325-3040. Time for Issues, Etc., Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple little game. We got four sound bites. We've put them together. We're ready to play them for you. And after we play them for you, we want you to listen carefully while we play them. But after we played them for you, it's your turn. Then you call, then you email, then you send us a tweet, then you go to our Facebook fan page, and you pick one of those sound bites, and you tell us which one should be Issues, Etc., Soundbite of the Week. We give away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the new Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. And we give that away to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite this week. Now, phone call voters get to vote first, and you can call 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can vote via email. We get them right here in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Tell us where you're listening, city and state, please. Send us a tweet at issuesET or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you can vote there. We've left a little space for you to do so. Up first this week, soundbite number one, Pastor William Foy describing the theological problem with women in combat.
Maleness, men, capitulating the role of sacrifice for their wife, their bride, as Christ has for his church. And in that capitulation, then all the abrogations of that come to the fore, where now our wives, instead of our sacrificing for them, we're sacrificing their babies. Instead of fighting for them and protecting them, we're going to let them go forth and do these things for us. And so we find a way to hold our head in shame, but out of the public view, so that we can pretend that we're not being disgraced, but rather we're just giving equal opportunity for something that should never have happened. And if we do not step back into the roles of responsibility, not just authority, but responsibility, and do the things we're called to do, we will be burying our daughters. Not just their children in their wombs, but we'll be burying our daughters.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Pastor William Foy on the theological problem behind women in combat. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It's Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on how to read the Bible.
I remember when I started out as an evangelical reading the Bible, I was asking the question, what is this telling me to do today? Which is fine, but if you're asking just that question, all you can get is law. And the only possible thing the Bible can be is law. Then when I started going to adult instruction class at a Lutheran church, and I started to see some of the errors that I'd been taught, I was reading the Bible and I was asking the question, what is this teaching me about theology? What is the truth here? And that's good to read the Bible there, but if I'm reading the Bible and I'm only asking the question, what is this telling me about the truth of God? It is just giving me theological dictums. But the question that we need to fundamentally ask when we go to the Scriptures is this: where is this forgiving my sins? Where are the promises of God? Or how does this text set me to stand before the face of God? So that when we go to the Scriptures, we can hear the Lord speaking to us, and speaking to us in His mercy and kindness and His love. I mean, this is the reason why we go to church. Jesus says that my sheep hear my voice. And unless we hear the gospel, we're not hearing the voice of Jesus.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? Your reasons are your own. We want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Tim Pauls. We were talking with him earlier in the week, why Lutheran? And the answer, one of the answers or questions that he thinks is most pressing is this one: where is God for you?
An overarching question in the back of people's minds is where do you find God? Where can God be found for me? And if you ask a lot of Christians, where do you find God? They might say, well, he's in heaven, which is pretty far away from you and me right now. or else they might say, well, I have Jesus in my heart. But in that case, you know, we have Jeremiah 17 saying that the heart is deceitful above all things. So how can you be sure? In Lutheran theology, Jesus tells us exactly where we can find him with forgiveness for us. That's in his word. That's in holy baptism. That's in holy communion. He doesn't leave it to doubt where we can find him. When we wonder how Christ keeps our bodies alive, he points us to food. He points us to water. He points us to air. Likewise, when it comes to eternal life, to salvation, he doesn't leave us wandering around wondering where he is. He points us to his word, to his sacraments, and says, here I am with grace and life for you. And what a great comfort to know where to find forgiveness so that you can be sure that you receive forgiveness.
All right, that's soundbite number 3. Should it be soundbite of the week this week? You decide. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number 4. It comes from Pastor Tom Messer at our Pastor's Roundtable, talking about the blind beggar and the essence of worship.
Well, you have nothing to offer God. And this is why the picture of the blind beggar is a picture of all of us. I like to think of the blind beggar as the first Lutheran, because he recognizes that he has nothing to offer Jesus. Nothing to give to Jesus. All he has is to cry out to Jesus for mercy. All he can do is receive from Jesus. I love it when people say, well, it's not about what God's going to do for me, but what I'm going to do for God. First of all, you can't do anything for God. Second of all, he doesn't need you to do anything for him. He's okay. But you need everything from him. You need the forgiveness, life, and salvation that come through him alone.
All right, that's soundbite number 4, and now it's time to vote. Phone call voters, get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to give us a call and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your city and state and your vote for soundbite of the week. Please tell us why you're voting for it. That always helps. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org, send us a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. Tell us why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, and include your city and state. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote on this Friday afternoon, February the 8th, will get the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org. and click Find a Church.
Playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've listened to the four soundbites, and now it's your turn. It's time for you to vote and for you to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, February the 8th. Our call-in number to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, where you can also vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Is it going to be soundbite number one, Pastor William Foy, the theological problem with women in combat? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on how to read the Bible? Soundbite number three, Pastor Tim Paul's Where is God for You? Or soundbite number four, The Blind Beggar and Worship by Pastor Tom Messer. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go to the phones and see what Mark has to say. Hi, Mark.
Pastor Todd, I'd like to vote for number one. Women are supposed to obey their husbands the way the church obeys Christ. What's the obedience of the church? To receive the gifts of God, to receive Christ's sacrificial love. And again, what's the obedience of a wife, woman, is to receive a man or husband's sacrificial love. I love what he said, but I also love it for what I think is a larger point. So, number one.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. And what about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. In Kentucky, Joshua is on the line. Hi, Joshua. Thanks for waiting.
Hello, thanks. The gospel leaves no room for doubt, and among many there is this question about how do I believe enough and how do and all this stuff. But the gospel doesn't provide for that. It provides a physical element, particularly in the waters of holy baptism. And for that reason, I'm voting for soundbite number three.
All right. Thank you very much. That's soundbite number three, Pastor Tim Paul's Where is God for You? And thanks for listening to Kentucky, Joshua. Up in Michigan, here's Chris. Hi, Chris.
Yes, I have two problems with women in combat, which is why I'm voting for number one. One is our enemies are not going to give them a handicap. And two, if they feel that they're qualified to be in combat, they're going to insist on the pastorship as well.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. I think they already are, Chris. But thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Michigan. 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, February the 8th. And the soundbite of the week is decided by your votes. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at IssuesETC.org. Send us a tweet @IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Daniel has this vote. He says, a vote for Bill Foy. That would be soundbite number one, the theological problem with women in combat. He reminds us, says Daniel, that Christians need to judge decisions on gender roles based on a proper understanding of what the Word teaches. That's very well put, Daniel, and thank you very much for your vote. Dennis is in St. John's, Michigan. He says, my vote is for Pastor Messer. That would be soundbite number four on the blind beggar and worship. He says, that makes two Lutheran pastors who remind us constantly we are all beggars, sinful, blind, and repentant. Kyrie eleison, says Dennis in St. John's, Michigan. Thanks for listening up there. See what Anne has to say. She listens in St. Louis. Hi, Anne.
Oh, hi. I vote for number four because I think, as shocking as it is, there's a whole lot of Christian churches that need to know there is nothing they can do for God.
All right. Thank you very much, Anne. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. That's soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Messer, The Blind Beggar and Worship. Still time for your vote. Still time for you to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mousepad. The only way to get the whole bundle like that is either to win when we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, or to actually physically come in and visit us in the studio. Those are the only two ways to do it. So it's your opportunity on this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-6943. Here's a Facebook post that we received this week from Ed in Lubeck, Maine, about our 24/7 sacred music station. You've heard about it, Lutheran Public Radio. He says, "The nearest Lutheran church is 3 hours away from us. We appreciate this station to enrich our faith and worship. Thank you. Check out Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world, this weekend at lutheranpublicradio.org. It's our 24/7 sacred music station. On Sunday afternoon at 1 Central and 8 in the evening Central, be sure to listen to a Bach cantata, completely uninterrupted, appropriate to the Sunday, courtesy of Church Music Solutions, producers of The Virtual Organist. Now, The Virtual Organist is a system that allows a congregation to have quality music in their services, played back on their organ not recorded, as an option when a live organist just isn't available, and we know that happens so often. Find out more about The Virtual Organist at churchmusicsolutions.com or at facebook.com/thevirtualorganist. Nathan in St. Cloud, Minnesota says, "All four sound bites are great. I went back and forth between three, Pastor Tim Pauls, and four, Pastor Tom Messer. Both sound bites would be great for any Christian of any denomination to hear. But I have to go with sound bite number four, Pastor Tom Messer, on the blind beggar and worship. The story of the blind beggar, says Nathan, is a great reminder of our total dependence on God and the work of Jesus for us. We, myself included, need continual reminders that we are indeed beggars and sinners. And again, the Word of God points this out to us like nothing else can." Nathan, thanks for listening in Minnesota. Carrie's up in Minnesota as well. Carrie says, "I'd like to vote for Pastor Tim Pauls." That's soundbite number three, as his comments point to us to where to find Jesus' gifts for us. In the Word, baptism, the Lord's Supper. What a great comfort, says Carrie, that we can have in knowing where Jesus is for us. He really is truly there as he promises to be. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and your vote determines which one gets to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Nathan in Vancouver, Washington says, "I thought that Pastor Foy, number one, was great for what it says about how we are designed as men and women, but my vote is for soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, How to Read the Bible. For the clear distinction of law and gospel, I think there have been more than one soundbite in that interview. It was outstanding." Nathan, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Vancouver. The winner this week, according to your votes, for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Messer with The Blind Beggar and Christian Worship.
"Well, you have nothing to offer, God. And this is why the picture of the blind beggar is a picture of all of us. I like to think of the blind beggar as the first Lutheran because he recognizes that he has nothing to offer Jesus, nothing to give to Jesus. All he has is to cry out to Jesus for mercy. All he can do is receive from Jesus. I love it when people say, well, it's not about what God's going to do for me, but what I'm going to do for God. First of all, you can't do anything for God. Second of all, he doesn't need you to do anything for him. He's okay. But you need everything from him. You need the forgiveness, life, and salvation that come through him alone."
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Pastor Tom Messer, The Blind Beggar and Worship. It just shows kind of the essence of what Issues Etc. does every week. And she's right. We could have pulled soundbites from almost any of those guests, almost anything they had to say. Thank you very much to everybody who played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And the LPR bundle package goes to Daniel. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider joining our monthly or annual giving program. We call it the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Now, you can find out about the benefits of becoming an Issues Etc. confessor. That's the first level, apologist, reformer, or patron. There are four levels of giving there. You can find out about the benefits at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for that picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Thanks for listening, and thanks for considering joining the Issues Etc. Reformation Club in 2013. Monday on the program, we're going to be talking about preaching in Lent with Pastor David Peterson. He's probably hands down one of the, I would say top five, but I think I moved up to the top three preachers I have ever heard, Pastor David Peterson. And I take what he has to say about preaching and following his example very seriously. So we'll talk about preaching in Lent. And we'll also have Pastor Joseph Abrahamson to answer the question, is Ash Wednesday, is it a pagan holiday rather than a Christian holiday? We'll answer that question Monday on Issues, Etc. I think that the beggar is not just there as an illustration of who we are as Christians. I mean, this is, we could talk about him being an example or an illustration. He is. That is who we are. We are all beggars, the famous last words of Martin Luther, encapsulating the very thread that runs through all of Scripture's teaching. And what is it? That the God we have is gracious. To call ourselves beggars to say something about ourselves, that is nothing about ourselves, right? We have nothing to say about ourselves, to commend ourselves, because we bring nothing to the table. We bring nothing whatsoever to the relationship. But let's not just focus on that. That is very important to understand about ourselves. To call ourselves beggars is also to talk about the boundless generosity of our God. When we call ourselves beggars, we're not just hanging our heads and engaging in false humility. We are extolling the great generosity, the great grace, the great mercy of our God in Jesus Christ. And don't get me wrong, to call ourselves beggars is not to say that we open our hands and God only puts a trinket in there or a coin or two. No. This is another great insight of Luther when he talked about our lives as beggars before God. We have nothing to bring. Our hands are empty. And does God just give us a few things? No. In his great mercy, in his great forgiveness of sins that is ours in Jesus Christ, he gives us everything. He gives us all of his riches, all of his bounty, everything without limit, without strings attached. That's what we mean when we talk about ourselves being beggars. And that's what Sunday morning is really all about. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Whether vacationing in Branson or boating on Table Rock Lake, Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Kimberling City, Missouri is your Christ-confessing congregation. Every week, Christ comes to us through the preached word and sacraments, by which we are strengthened and kept in the one true faith. So come to where Christ comes to you. Come to Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church, 103 Kimberling Boulevard in Kimberling City, Missouri. For more, see our website at sothl.com.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. with Thrivent Choice.